Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
Hello and welcome to our show. I'm Lady Carolyn.
I'm Brother Clayton Evans.
And we want to thank you for joining Love Walk International Ministries Incorporated. Tonight, our topic is Men Are Not from Mars. But before we get started, we're going to have some prayers so that we can decrease and God can increase in us. Amen.
Father God, we give you thanks and praise this evening, Father God. We come before your throne, asking for wisdom and understanding, dear Heavenly Father. As we seek your word this evening, dear Heavenly Father, we pray for that anointing, Father God, that delivers and sets free and saves, Father God. We ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you so much. And again, our topic is Men Are Not from Mars. We will be discussing some personal issues that helped us to come to the realization that men and women are not that different when it comes to operating in love or not being able to operate in love. We all face the same dilemmas when it comes to learning how to understand the relationships that we are in with the opposite sex. Men do have the same feelings and thoughts that women have. And as human beings, men are not more different in their inability to operate in love as women may believe. It is time that we come to understand more about our sameness and stop concentrating on our differences, because when it comes to operating in love, we all fall short. But we all have been created in God's image, and because God is love, we, men and women, are love too. We just need to understand this so we can more effectively operate in love the way God has ordained us to, therefore perfecting the ordained love walk with each other. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And tonight we're going to be coming out of 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, 11 verse, and we're coming out of the Amplified Bible tonight. And the word is, nevertheless, in the plan of the Lord and from his point of view, woman is not apart from and independent of man, nor is man aloof from and independent of woman. And that's the word of God.
For the people of God, thanks be unto God.
Amen. 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 And we're going to look at the word independent. And independent means free from influence, guidance, or control of another or others. And independent also means self-reliant, okay? And if we look at aloof, definition for aloof, come back to me. Aloof is apart or at a distance from other people. Aloof is also not sociable and friendly. And some of the synonyms for aloof is I see my computer don't want to work with me. So I remember when I was cold, distant. Okay. Standoffish, unapproachable, uncommunicative, and withdrawn. Okay. So if we go back and look at our scripture, and it says that from God's point of view, woman is not apart from and independent of man, nor is man aloof from and independent of woman. Amen. And when I first started this topic and I ran it by my husband, he was like, no, I'm not from Mars. but it came to me, you know, when God gave me this topic, and he was allowing me to reflect on some things that we really had to struggle through in our relationship, because we always thought that we thought so different or we felt so differently, you know, and find out that we have more in common. Once we start walking and operating in love, we start to find out what those commonalities are. But without being able to operate in love, we always had that distance. We always had that unapproachable attitude, you know, those
alienated feelings.
Yes, exactly. You know, because I remember one of the things I used to always say to you was that I felt like you didn't care. And you would always say, I do care. But I couldn't understand how you show care. And I think that one of the most valuable lessons that you taught me was a man's labor of love, you know, and learning how to understand and look at what your labor is of love, you know, as opposed to my labor of love, you know, in comparison to, not opposed to, but in comparison with that, because women are nurturing, women are caring, we should be, not all of us, and we do learn to be, you know, but you know, thinking that we're more caring, we're more nurturing, you know, we're more talkative. We explain things more, you know. Sometimes we're more hands-on. And looking at, yeah, multitaskers, definitely. You know, and looking at how I've learned with you, you know, you're a thinker, you're a planner. And I remember one of the most difficult lessons for me to learn and thinking that you were so different was understanding the time that it takes for you to plan, that it's okay, you know, that I need to practice some patience and some trust in your planning. Because I would get upset because you wouldn't just move and jump on things like I thought you should, you know. And understanding that it's more practical to be able to have a plan than to do all these things spontaneously. That probably won't work because you just jump right into them, you know. You want to jump in?
I'm coming.
Okay. I saw that look on your face. I thought you was going to jump in. But, you know, just learn how to understand that when we do what it is that God wants us to do, we learn how to get a better understanding. One of the scriptures says that, husband know that wives and wives know that husband. And we have to look at being able to get to know each other.
Right.
Not to go off into who I think you should be and what I think that you should be doing or how I think you should be acting, but get to know you. You know, like I was just saying to you a little while ago, I've been studying you.
Right.
You know, I study your behavior, you know. I can read your face now. I can read your body language now where there was a time when if you was looking a certain way or acting a certain way, I'd get upset and feel like I couldn't understand and I wanted to make you tell me what it was, you know. And that was a conflict, you know. And those were some of the things that made me think that you had to be from another planet, you know, because you didn't have an understanding of what it was to me. You know, this is what was going on in my mind, that you didn't have an understanding of what it was that I needed for you to understand right now. Right now, and I remember Miles Monroe had did a teaching, and he said that, you know, when you give a man something to do or something to think about, to give him at least 3 days to process it. He said even if he might not give you an answer right then, it's not that he didn't hear you, you know, because a lot of times I'm trying to beat the information to you verbally. You know, because I want you to respond right away to what I said. And you thought, you know, I'm thinking about it. Yeah, I heard you, but I'm thinking about what you said. And as women, you know, we need to be able to learn how to do the same thing. You know, think before we speak. Because we're so quick to come, you know, with some kind of conversation, you know, and just as quickly have those regrets about what we said, you know.
I think a lot of times, though, we, as men, if we kind of think about what we're thinking about before we really engage into what it is that's being asked of us, you know, because we want to, you know, try to do what it is that's being asked of us or give some forethought to what it is that we're being asked to do or whatever the situation may be. And we kind of like to process things a little bit, you know, before we engage too. Because I know a lot of times, you know, when you ask me something, I want to make sure that first I got in the information, you know, okay. and that the end result is what it is that, you know, that meets your expectations, what it is that you want done. So I know for me, I do take a little while to process things so that I can please you, you know, pretty much. And I guess that makes me from Mars and Canada. But we do have the same, you know, feelings and emotions and whatnot, but I guess being a man or even as a young boy, we are so molding into this certain mindset that, you know, we don't act a certain way and we don't show certain emotions because that's not the makeup of a man. You know what I'm saying? Even when you're a little boy, you bump your knee or scrape your toe and start crying, stop crying, you know, toughen up, you know what I'm saying? So those things kind of get etched in you, in your character and your personality as you grow, you know? So when it comes to those times when hurts and pains come our way, you know, that tough mechanism kicks in and we just have that, you know, facade of not being emotional, you know, or allowing to succumb to our emotions like women do. So I believe that's a big part of that difference, you know, that we see in one another, or supposed difference that we see in one another. Like, you know, men aren't supposed to cry.
Right.
You know, but crying is an emotion, mm-hmm. you know, and if you allow yourself to cry, you know, you allow yourself to feel, you know, and you really don't want to allow yourself to go through that in front of people that you really want to show your strength to, you know, as a man. So I can't really say that makes us different in a sense, but the same that we do have those emotions, you know. And for a man to, you know, to cry, he's got to be really, 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 really hurt,
mm-hmm.
deeply hurt.
Mm-hmm. And I think that scares us when we do see a man cry, you know, that we realize then that we've crossed the line, you know, gone a little too far, you know.
Rich walked in no man's land.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm scared now.
Right.
You know, what did I do? Or, you know,
mm-hmm.
Become real sympathetic to what it is that's going on. But like you said, we are made in God's image and God's likeness, you know, and he is love. But we still have to receive his love.
Mm-hmm.
In order to be able to operate in that love.
Right.
And so many times we never get to the spiritual. It's just like the third heaven, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We never get to it.
Amen.
You know, we get to the first thing, the physical or the platonic love, but we never get to the spiritual love,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I think that's one of the main issues that we have as men. You know, as for with women, it's always deeper, you know, because I think the saying goes, I don't cause feelings for you,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, you know, well, I'm digging on her, you know, she all right and all that, you know, but, you know, there's so many moves I've been made about, you know, saying the words, I love you to a woman, you know what I'm saying?
How hard it is.
For
a man to say it.
Yeah.
Because when a man does say that, then that's really big for him.
It's really big.
Mm-hmm.
Really big.
And we take that for granted.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because it comes with a lot of commitment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of men are scared of that commitment. I mean, they want it, but at the same time, they're kind of afraid of it, you know, because of what it entails, you know. So,
what does a commitment entail to a man?
First of all, it's some vulnerability there, you know.
Is your first thought, though, that I don't want to do just one?
Well, it might be. I'm not going to say that it's not. It depends on the individual.
Okay.
It depends on his upbringing and his character,
mm-hmm.
and things of that nature. Made me lose my train of thought.
Because that was deep, man.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was.
Okay.
But I think most is just, you know, for a lot of men, you know, it's really uncharted territory to really just let somebody in,
mm-hmm.
you know, totally like that. You know, we reserve certain parts of our emotions, you know, because don't nobody want nobody, I don't know, I can't say nobody, but it's kind of hard to just lay your cards all on the table at one time.
So it's hard for a man to feel vulnerable.
Yeah, basically.
And it's hard for us to feel vulnerable, too. I mean, that's why so many women try to exert control in relationships, because we don't like that feeling either.
But, you know, I don't believe it always has been that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I think from, you know, from the culture and the way that we interact with each other, you know, we've kind of made y'all that way.
Okay.
Because of how we act and how we treat, you know, just like we were talking one time and you were saying about, you know, the women say, you know, well, all men are dogs.
Right.
You know. But when we are perceived that way because of the way we act, you know, and he's, well, you might say, well, that was just him. But then you date another guy, and they act the same way, you know. Maybe that was just him. That third one makes you, gives you that impression. No, all y'all the same way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then when you meet one that's not that way,
you can't believe it.
You really come, you know, kind of leery of, well, what's really going on? He's different.
Yeah.
Why? What's wrong with you? You know, you must really be from Mars. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not like the rest of them. You know what I'm saying? But maybe, you know, I don't know about in particular comparison, but you understand that this is what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I know it's, you know, men say, well, it's just hard to understand a woman. Well, it's not. It's really not.
It's not.
If you learn how to love with the love of Jesus, it's not. When you try to do it with your own humanity, it could be a problem. It could put some mental stress on you,
okay.
to a certain extent, you know. But you know, a woman has seasons in her life just like a man, you know what I'm saying? And like when you say we have to learn to know, you know, each other. Then you get to know those things. You know, it took me a while to understand about you. You know, certain times of the year, you would go through some emotional things that I'd be like, what is wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm talking about the high end or the low end,
mm-hmm.
you know, around the time your mom passed away,
mm-hmm.
you know. And it wasn't until recently that I started to understand when I saw that
change
what was going on and learn how to be able to comfort you during those times.
But I also had to give you that information, too.
Well, you gave me that information, but at the same time,
you didn't take it in.
You know, it wasn't really taking it in. It's when it came, you know, I guess I got caught unaware of what was going on, because it wasn't until I really start looking at the signs, you know, of the change in attitude and how I will say certain things and how they will make you feel and things of that nature, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I really start paying attention to those things, then I can start seeing, okay, well, oh, that's right. This is that time of year where you know, you're still going through your process. But so,
Learning about how to walk in love, I learned how to also to let you know. You know, I started saying, it's not you.
Yeah.
You know, babe, if I'm going through something right now. I also learned how to say, I don't know how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I couldn't describe it.
And
you know,
if you just listen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I listen, I can kind of pick up too.
Okay.
You know, okay. Something going on, and then I just observe, and I say, okay, well, you know, so that way I'm more in tune to what's going on with you,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I know that certain things I don't need to say and certain things I don't need to do, you know.
And that's something that we have to, as women, allow you to get to
right.
that point
well,
where
it,
you
it
have
that
time. Knowledge. It right.
A lot of times we are self-absorbed as men,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we are not as attentive to the feelings and needs as we should be, you know. And it's a big mistake, I feel, for a lot of men because we miss out on who you really are.
Right.
You know, so.
And it hurts yeah. because it makes us feel unworthy of your attention or it makes us feel low on the priority list.
Right.
Remember, I used to always tell you, put me somewhere on your priority list. I don't want to be on the list so close to the bottom that after you finish doing everything else, yeah, you know, then you think, oh, yeah, that's right. I got a wife. You know, or, yeah, she might need something, or that's right, she's going through something. You know, if we set things in order, you know, God first, then you, then me, you know. And then you'll have me on your mind and some of those things that are unspoken.
But
you
really,
know,
it should be God, you, and me.
No.
Because if...
How am I going to submit to you
I'm
after
talking
you
about
submit
for
to
me.
God? Oh, okay.
I'm talking about for me.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's the way it should be.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because remember we were joking about the TV the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't been working right for the last, week or so.
Right.
And we couldn't understand it. He said, well, you probably did it. And I was trying to tell you, well, no, I haven't touched this TV in the living room for quite a while.
Right.
But then I just broke down and I said, okay, I'm responsible for everything that happens in this house. So.
Mm-hmm.
I did it. I don't know how I did it, but I did it, you know, in a joking way. But that's the you know, the main gist of what it is that I'm trying to, you know, convey right now. You know, we
yeah.
need to be responsible for it all.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I stand before God, I'm going to be responsible
for my
it
heart.
All. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So I think... Somewhere deep down inside of us, we know that, but we really don't understand that, and it kind of, you know, makes us feel some kind of way as far as, you know, coming to that reality of who we are in God's sight, you know, because...
So do y'all feel like we feel like when we... The kind of feeling that you're describing is like powerlessness. And whenever we feel, as women, whenever we feel powerless, we try to exert some kind of control, whether it's being angry, yelling, you know, getting a little bit louder, or trying to find something that make you do something that proves to us that you do care.
I think it depends on the man. Because, you know, there's a lot of men that are controlling.
Mm-hmm.
Domineering.
Okay.
Over authoritative in their relationships, you know, and they want you to conform to their way of doing things. And I say jump how high when I tell you I need something, I'm on the jump. When I come home, this is what I expect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a woman's place is in the kitchen, barefoot and pregnant, and stuff of that nature, that old
caveman.
You know, caveman mentality. You know,
and
you have
you
other men that do it. They shower their women, they pamper their women, they become possessive of that individual too, and that's the other extreme.
But what about the ones that don't do
nothing?
The man that just feels like because he showed up.
It's self-absorbed. They full of themselves. You know what I'm saying? And they feel like, you know, the universe is all around me. I can't get it the way I want it, when I want it, how I want it. You know, sorry. No. Mm-hmm. But how can I say I love you when I have a mentality like that?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I could imagine what it's like to be involved with a person like that. What was the attraction in the beginning? You know what I'm saying?
Well, sometimes, you know, there's a representative that shows up,
right.
You know, and
the salesman,
he shows up and he you know, wines, dines, and intertwines, you know, with just the things, yeah, with the things that you really like, you know, because in relationships, we can give people so much information about us, you know, because we talk so much, you
right.
know, women, we give out a lot of information. I like this and I like that, and I don't like this and I don't like that, and yeah, I love to do this and I love to do that, and the man gathers this information and uses it.
You got the charmer.
Yeah, he uses it, and then, you know, once he got you in there, then, you know, like you say, that charmer, you know, once he got you in there, then he's like, well, my job here is done. I got what I wanted, you know, if everything's straight, you know, I don't, you know, to walk all the way to up the aisle, you know, and everything, and she... She mine now. She got my name on it, and that's it. That's what done deal. So, you know, when it gets to that point right there, that's when we have to really go and reevaluate, you know, who I'm in the house with, because we got to learn each other and do better by each other and find out how to have a love while with each other. But it takes two. It takes two. And it takes three. Okay.
It really does.
It really does.
Because
right.
a lot of times we don't really know who we are. I think I was listening to Creflo, and he was talking about one of the titles of his series was Identity Crisis.
My.
And we have a crisis in our identity because we want to be what society say we are, or we want to be what we think we are. You know, as opposed to our culture and our environment or what our friends say or, you know, things of that nature.
Right.
You know, and that kind of shapes our character and our personality, you know, as to what we think somebody else thinks we should be
mm-hmm.
or trying to appease other people.
Right.
You know, instead of coming to your own as for who you are, who God says you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I believe when once we can identify with who God say we are, then we take on our true identity, you know, because being made in his image and his likeness, you know, and once we try, you know, once we take on his, you know, person,
yeah.
then we become the spirit of who God created us to be.
And that helps us to be able to have a love walk with each other.
Amen.
Amen. Well, once again, I really enjoyed talking with you. I definitely got some vital information and some better understanding and some good revelations. And I just want to thank you again. And also, I'd like to thank you for joining us. Hope that you'll join us again. And before we sign out, we'd like to have a little prayer.
Father God, once again, we just thank you, Father God, for the privilege to be used in your service, Father God. And we ask, Father God, as we continue to walk with you, Father God, that you will continue to speak to our hearts, Father God. We ask these things in Jesus' name. For his sake we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And again, we'd like to thank you for joining us, and we hope that you will join us again. Just remember that no matter what the situation is, what the problem is, what the circumstance is, the lesson is
always
love.
Amen.
Amen.
You think you can pray, but that mistake.